Hey everybody, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you have got to listen to The Grilling Guy.
Yeah, that was our friend Jeff Foxworthy. Bob spent some time with him down in Atlanta a couple weeks ago. Was a lot of fun. I understand you guys had a great time down there. You're listening to The Grilling Guys. We're live at the Ultimate Sports Show in downtown Grand Rapids. This is like the best big boy toy show on earth. You got to get down here if you enjoy fishing. This place is full of boats. I'm looking over my left shoulder. There's a lake down here. It's full of trout. There's actually a big Lund fishing boat and a bass boat on there. Bob, this is the place to be, man.
Hey, thanks, Jop. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to The Grilling Guys on Cumulus Broadcasting. We are very happy to be at the Ultimate Sports Show. We're downtown Grand Rapids, Michigan, and this town is just busting with activity. This show is going to be huge. We're in the beautiful DeVos Hall, and you know, Grand Rapids has just some phenomenal investment going on. This hall is one of the landmarks now, but we've got another investment taking place here, Jop. Grand Rapids Brewing Company plans to fill the marquee downtown location and create 60 new jobs. The folks that own one of my favorite pubs, Hopcat, have purchased Grand Rapids Brewing Company, and they're moving all that wonderful equipment downtown, and they're going to be right on Ionia, and it's going to back up to the Van Andel Arena. So it's going to be a cool deal. They're going to be able to make lots of beer because that Grand Rapids Brewing Company had a lot of big equipment. So this is a Barfly venture, Mark and Michelle Sellers. We're so happy you're investing in our town. Thank you very much. More beer in Grand Rapids.
Cannot go wrong. You just absolutely cannot go wrong. But, you know, now joining us, we have my friend Ed. And, Ed, how do we pronounce your last name?
Rakan.
Rakan. Ed Rakan and Sons. This guy makes... well, I guess probably the bees make it, don't they, Ed?
Yeah, but, they do.
But you have honey, you have fresh horseradish, and you have mustards that you make. All of these things are just basic components that we could use in our grilling, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about it because I've never seen flavored honeys before. How many flavors of honey do you have over there?
We've got seven.
Seven different flavors. And how does the honey get flavored?
Well, what we do is we use our own pure honey, and we buy a flavored oil,
okay,
from Lorraine Oils out of Lansing, and it's a generic oil. It's very good.
Okay, so this is just again another Michigan-based business that is out there making it happen here for us. And Ed's in the food business. He's here putting out some honey. But what about the horseradish? Are you growing your own, or how are you processing it? Tell me a little bit about that.
No, we used to grow our own. But we now buy our roots from Canada because the roots are much sweeter and more vibrant.
But it's all processed here. It's all made here. You package it here.
That's correct.
Yeah, fantastic.
There are some very large bee operations in Michigan. My buddy Carl Stratoff up in Fremont has a big field, and this guy brings in a flatbed, semi-flatbed, loaded with beehives. And it's the coolest sight you could ever experience to walk up to that thing because there are hundreds of thousands of bees, and they produce a lot of honey. This trailer, I mean, is full by the end of the year.
Well, I understand that. I also am with AWS Bees. We bring in bees from California. We have them shipped in to beekeepers, and we resell them in Michigan.
Do they have a different sounding buzz, like bzzz,
no,
dude?
They all sound the same. They sting the same. I don't care where
they've
are.
They've got sandals.
Yeah.
Bee's knees. Right, yeah. So well, Ed, are you a beekeeper?
I'm a beekeeper.
How many pounds, don't you measure honey in pounds? How many pounds of honey do you produce a year?
Usually about 6,000.
Wow.
Woohoo.
How many bees is that, literally?
Well, you know, I really can't count them because, because there's 12,000 bees in a pound.
Okay.
So if you can figure that when our truck comes in, there are 3-pound packages and 2-pound packages, and there's 1,800 packages on that truck. So if you could tell me how many bees is on that truck, yeah, you're a better man than I.
Yeah, Randy's a good counter though.
This is not the math guys. This is the grilling guys. But so when they come in, are they alive? You say they're packaged?
Oh yeah, all alive.
Okay.
They all have alive, and they have a queen.
Okay. Sure.
We all do.
I know,
yeah.
We do. And then the when they come in, we call up the people that we have to buying them, and they know, and they come up and they pick them out of the semi truck.
You know, honey is one of the best friends to grilling out there. Some of the best barbecue sauces. Randy gave away one of my little secrets that I learned from Chris Marks, but honey on ribs, honey in barbecue sauce, even in a little sweet tea.
I'm glad you sell that because I make a honey barbecue sauce.
You do?
Yes, I do.
I have to try it.
And I also make a honey mustard.
Oh, I love it.
And
love
that
it.
Really, that
what's your booth number here?
It's 1950.
Put that in my GPS there, Brad. We've got Brad the Builder here running for guest for us today. Thank you so much, Brad. It's the Grilling Guys on 107.3 Cumulus Broadcasting. We are at the Ultimate Sports Show in the DeVos Hall, and we're talking to Ed Rakan, like the Bee Master. So there might be a Bee Queen, but you're the Bee Master.
Well, there's always a queen, believe me.
Is she here with you today?
Yeah, she's here.
Yeah, I bet she is. Well, Ed, I'm a little disappointed because you didn't bring us any samples. But we're here for another hour, so you got to come back.
Ouch.
By. And, I am not too proud to beg.
He's not too proud to shame you on the air. It's only 50,000 watts, Ed. Don't worry.
I don't care. Don't make any difference. I'm shamed by a lot of people.
The guy's packing a gun, Joppy.
Yeah, I know he is. And like you said, didn't faze him, man.
If bees don't scare him, you're not going to. You do have a lot of sting marks on your forehead, I noticed, though.
Well, yeah,
you
do.
Must have been dipping for
age.
A little honey this
yeah,
morning.
It's my age.
Ed, a little bit serious here. You make mustards. Are there more than one flavor that you make? Because honestly, I was by yesterday, and he gave me some samples, and that's why I was giving him the business, because it is really good. I enjoyed it. But you make more than one mustard, don't you?
I make a horseradish mustard and beer.
Ooh, that was good.
We've got Chaz here from Schmoes. He's familiar with beer.
And then I have a stone ground mustard, which is a German type seedy mustard. And then I have pure horseradish.
With honey.
And a honey mustard too,
and
right?
Honey mustard.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's got little pretzels there that he squirts a little bit of that mustard on. You can try it. Fantastic.
Do you have a website?
Yeah, I do. Rakan Bees.
Rakan Bees. That's awesome.
There's a lot of
love honey products.
There's a lot of beekeepers here in Grand Rapids, in Holland. There's a bee club.
Bee club.
Yeah. Well, these are all the beekeepers.
That's cool.
Around.
We got a grilling
I guess
club.
You gotta have one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's a whole bunch of bee clubs around.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Well, what? I think they even make beer out of that. They call it a mead, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Do you sell any to any of these microbrewers?
No, I don't.
You got a guy right over here that could probably make some mead for you. You ought to talk to him. You could make a little money today.
I sell it to a lot of guys that make their own mead, make their own beer.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for joining us today. Pleasure to meet you, and I'm going to find that booth. And they can go to RakanProducts.com?
Yeah.
Or is it Rakan Sun Products?
Rakan and Sun.
Okay. And where exactly do you ship these products out of your location, or do you have a storefront too?
Most people come to the house because, you know, I'm local. I live in between Flint and Lansing off 69, so.
Oh, like around Bancroft maybe?
Yeah, we're not too far, about 5 miles from Bancroft.
Wonderful.
Lennon. It's a big town.
Lennon, I go there all the time.
Yeah, two bars, an elevator, and one bar burnt down.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, Ed, on the Grilling Guys program. We appreciate it. It's been an honor to meet you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. That's Rakan Products, Rakan and Son Products. Honey. It's the perfect thing for barbecue. We've had mushrooms, honey. Are there any pig farmers coming up, Jop? Because I'm going to build a fire here in a minute.
No, but we got a brewer coming up. In addition to Chaz being here, coming up in the next segment, we've got our friend Jeff Kuhn from Frankenmuth Brewery. And I know he's used some honey in some of his brews over there. Our friend Duran Martinez from Wild Michigan is going to be joining us here for the next couple segments. We got walleye guides. We've got salmon guides. We've got guys from Allen Bob Sports to help you get outfitted. It's going to be a great, great day down here. We're at the Ultimate Sports Show in downtown Grand Rapids.
You got to come to the DeVos Hall. We're going to be hanging out here, and I know where Jop's going to be. He's going to be over there mooching free mustard because the guy is just, he's in the mode right now.
Oh, I'm telling you what, mushrooms pissed. And mustard, it can't get any better than that. I'm like on a grilling guy high right now. But coming up next, we are going to talk to our friend Jeff Kuhn from Frankenmuth Brewery, and Bob's going to break down some spring grill tune-up items. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.